joining us for this weekly joint meeting of the Mayor and Denver City Council. Follow along as the Mayor and City Council members hear updates from city agencies and projects, discuss important city matters, and hear about what's happening across the Mile High City. Join the discussion with your elected officials starting now.
Deputy Mayor, and I will go around, start with introductions. To my left.
At the end.
Councilman, yes.
Chris Hines, Denver's Perfect 10.
Jamie Torres West, Denver District 3.
Darren Watson, Flying District 9.
Sarah Parody, one of your two council members at large.
Kevin Flynn, Southwest Denver District 2.
Diana Romero Campbell, Southeast Denver District 4.
Good morning, Paul Cashman, South Denver, District 6.
Good morning, Amanda Sawyer, District 5.
Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez, your other council member at large,
Chantel Lewis, District 8.
All right, thank you. City Council announcements. Any announcements?
I will do one.
All right.
Sorry, we're off our group. I have a coffee hour coming up this Thursday from 12 to 1:30 up in District 11 at the Carter Bakery on Tower Road. So for details, people can go to my Instagram, email my office, and it's just drop in anybody who wants to come and chat.
Thank you.
I got you, Polly.
You got it, take it away.
Well, you can add to it. Myself and Councilman Cashman will be hosting the second of the series of neighborhood workshops that we're doing across the city. So we'll be in Northeast Denver on Saturday, this Saturday the 20th, from 10 to noon, and we'll be at the MLK Martin Luther King Jr. Recreation Center. And this is to talk about registered neighborhood organizations. I won't go into all the detail unless my colleague would like to do so.
Thank you, Councilwoman Soya.
Wait, no, Cashman first.
The distinguished gentleman.
We're a package.
Oh, yeah. We're a package.
Joe.
You got it.
I remember. Can't miss this. That's my
way to go. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just to elaborate a little bit on what my colleague was talking about, our AIDS have been setting a new bar on public outreach this past summer. They've been like 40 events collecting opinions from local residents on how the city does in supporting registered neighborhood organizations, how the city does in delivering information to the general public. And the consensus is we're not doing a good job at all on that. And so these four, there's a series of, I believe, four public meetings, more interactive with folks in the community that want to see that situation change. And as we just heard, we have one coming up this weekend at MLK in Southeast Denver, October 15th. We'll be meeting 6 to 8 p.m. at Cook Park Rec Center. And there will be a virtual session Wednesday, October 29th. And, you know, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for people to begin to play a more relevant role in their own governance.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Soya.
Thank you. So for residents of District 5, we do our community cleanup event twice a year in the spring and in the fall. Fall cleanup, community cleanup day will be Sunday, September 28th, 8:30 a.m. at Montclair Rec Center. You can sign up online through our Sign Up Genius, which is all over our social media or in our newsletters. We'd love to have you. Last year, we had over 400 hours of volunteers that came to help us clean our parks, repaint some of our bus benches throughout the community. And it's a really great event. So meet us 8:30 a.m. on Sunday, September 28th, Montclair Rec Center. And we'll give you a little breakfast. We'll give you some supplies. And then you can head out and help us volunteer. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Watson.
Oh, good deal. We have our monthly community office hours this Friday, September 19th, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at My King's Ice Cream, 2851 Colorado Boulevard. You can go to District 9 at denvergov.org for more information. It's a drop-in, so no appointments needed. Just come on in. My staff will be there. We'll fill you with ice cream and sugar, and we can talk about community policy, anything that your heart desires. And that's this Friday, the 19th, from 1:30 to 2:30 at My King's Ice Cream, 2851 Colorado Boulevard. And then I want to do a shout out to a collaborative team, regional process that we've been involved in for the last 2 years. Commissioner Andy Kerr, myself, Adam Paul, and Ian Tafoya have been working with a collaborative group of folks between Jeffco and Denver to identify multimodal options to Red Rocks and our mountain parks. We're gonna have a demonstration this Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. starting at the Jefferson County Government Center, the RTDW line, the end of that line. And we'll have a commuter or multimodal options to Red Rocks and through Morrison and through Golden. So I want to thank the mayors of Golden, the mayors of Lakewood, the mayors of Morrison, as well as Denver Parks and Rec, Mountain Parks in Jeffco and in Denver for 2 years of good work. We've been talking about this for about a decade to provide additional modes of transportation to Red Rocks outside of single-use cars. And we're beginning that process with a demonstration this weekend. And next year, we're gonna be rolling out the full program for activities at Red Rocks and throughout Morrison and Golden. So thanks everyone for your 2 year long participation in making this a process a reality. Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kimmel.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. We have tomorrow night, we are doing the Goldsmith Gulch Stormwater Project open house. It will be from 5:30 to 7. The City and County of Denver, Mile High Flood District are launching the stormwater project, looking at the gulch and the drainage and the and everything from Bible Park to Iliff. We ask that you come and join and give your input. It's going to be a project over the next couple of years. The location is, it says my office, but it's not in building one, it's in building two, which is 7535 East Hampton Avenue. It's on the main floor. It's the building that has the Big Brother Big Sister sign on it. We hope that you can join us. Again, it's an open house. Come and learn a little bit more and give your feedback. It should be very interesting.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lewis.
Yes, I have three announcements. First, the budget book club is in partnership with a number of council members. Will happen on September 24th from 3:30 to 7 at the Whittier Cafe, which I'm super excited about because I love that place. On October 4th, the budget we'll have a conversation about budget proposals at the Carla Madison Recreation Center from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then finally, as my friend here has reminded me, the Montbello Alive 10th Annual Celebration is from noon to 4 p.m. But if you're running in the 5K, which some of us are walking quickly, that starts at 9 a.m. And there's still time to register if you're interested. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Councilwoman Lewis. Any other announcements? Okay. I'm going to entertain a motion to move us into executive session pursuant to PR.
Well, you got to finish.
Yeah, read the whole thing. The lawyers make you.
I will now entertain a motion to move us into an executive session pursuant to Denver Revised Municipal Code 2-34A, Sections 3, 6, and 7. For the purpose of discussing the settlement of pending litigation and legal advice related thereto. Motion probably moved and seconded. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. We are now in executive session.